Harper Audio presents The Vampire Diaries, Stefan's Diaries, Volume 1, Origins, based on the novels by L.J. Smith and the TV series developed by Kevin Williamson and Julie Pleck, performed by Kevin T. Collins. Copyright 2010 by Alloy Entertainment and L.J. Smith. Production copyright 2010 by HarperCollins Publishers. Preface. They call it the witching hour. That time in the middle of the night when no humans are awake, when creatures of the night can hear them breathing, smell their blood, watch their dreams unfold. It's the time when the world is ours, when we can hunt, kill, protect. It's the time when I'm most eager to feed, but I must hold back. Because by holding back, by hunting only those animals whose blood never quickens with desire, whose hearts don't pound with joy, whose yearnings don't make them dream, I can control my destiny. I can hold back from the dark side. I can control my power. Which is why, on a night when I can smell blood all around me, when I know that in an instant I could connect to the power I've been resisting for so long and will resist for all eternity, I need to write. Through writing down my history, seeing various scenes and years connect to each other like beads on an everlasting chain, I can stay connected to who I was back when I was a human, and the only blood I ever heard rushing in my ears and felt pounding in my heart was my own. Chapter 1. The day my life changed started out like any other. It was a hot August afternoon in 1864, the weather so oppressive that even the flies stopped swarming around the barn. The servants' children, who usually played wild games and shrieked as they ran from one chore to another, were silent. The air was still, as if holding off on a long-awaited thunderstorm. I'd planned to spend a few hours riding my horse, Mezzanotte, into the cool forest on the edge of Veritas Estate, my family home. I'd packed my satchel with a book and was intent on simply escaping. That was what I'd been doing most days that summer. I was 17 and restless, ready neither to join the war alongside my brother nor to have father teach me to run the estate. Every afternoon, I had the same hope, that several hours of solitude would help me figure out who I was and what I wanted to become. My time at the boys' academy had ended last spring, and father had made me hold off on enrolling at the University of Virginia until the war had ended. Since then, I'd been curiously stuck in the in-between. I was no longer a boy, not quite a man, and utterly unsure of what to do with myself. The worst part was that I had no one to talk to. Damon, my brother, was with General Groom's army down in Atlanta. Most of my boyhood friends were either about to be betrothed or on faraway battlefields themselves, and father was constantly in his study.
"Gonna be a hot one,"
our overseer Robert yelled from the edge of the barn, where he was watching two stable boys attempt to bridle one of the horses father had purchased at auction last week. "Yep," I grunted. That was another problem. While I yearned for someone to talk with, when presented with a conversation partner, I was never content. What I desperately wanted was to meet someone who could understand me, who could discuss real things like books and life, not just the weather. Robert was nice enough and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?